Don't stop the carousel. Please don't break the spell. Don't cast aside the love that we both know so well. If we should ever part, girl, you'll break my heart. No, don't let it stop. Don't stop the carousel.
The Radio Carousel head office is located in the penthouse of the Dundalk Shopping Centre, occupying 2,500 square feet. It has three studios, an extensive record library, and various offices for the administrative staff. Radio Carousel provides employment for 21 people. Hello, I'm Kieran Murray, and for the next 2 hours, we'll take a detailed look at the Radio Carousel network.
No, don't let it stop. Don't stop the carousel.
From its inception, Radio Carousel was committed to a schedule of programs evenly blended. News, information, features, and music. Local involvement has been the key to the success of Radio Carousel. Within weeks of going on the air on May 19, 1978, Carousel had built up an audience of which many stations on the air for several years would have been proud. The Carousel catchment area stretches from Balbriggan to Banbridge, from Monaghan to Navan, and it has succeeded in wielding these areas together with programming provided by a team of professional presenters who know and feel for the area which they work. The man who started it all, Radio Carousel's managing director, Hugh Hardy.
Well, the last couple of years have been very, very eventful in the life of Radio Carousel, and I suppose in my own life as well. I started the station with literally three people involved, and I'm delighted that one of those people, Kieran Murray, the very first voice heard on Radio Carousel, is still heard regularly on Carousel on a daily basis. We started off with three disc jockeys, and in a very, very small room on the top of the Dundalk Shopping Centre. We started off with one microphone, a discotheque, and a jingle machine. And from that, the response to our first day's broadcasting was unbelievable. That's the only word I could describe it. At the end of that day, I had advertisers literally queuing up at the end of the first day's broadcasting to come on the station to place advertisements. Thankfully, from that very, very first day until the present day, Carousel has always been able to pay for itself. And right now, with a staff of 21, which includes all our advertising and secretarial and disc jockeys, it is still paying for its way, and well, the profits made in those early days were ploughed back into the station, and I would like to believe that we right now have one of the most successful, well, I am sure we have the most successful, but we also have the most successful and up-to-date equipment of any station broadcasting in these islands. Our office space here in the penthouse of the Dundalk Shopping Centre measures 2,600 square feet. We have two studios, a record library, and also three offices for the various personnel concerned. Six people working in advertising, and well, the advertising turnover is very, very substantial each week. And also, we try our best to keep to the 9-minute limit of advertisements per hour. Sometimes that, unfortunately, gets out of hand, especially around Christmas time. But generally, we try to keep it to about 9 minutes per hour. I suppose the success of Radio Carousel could really be attributed to good programming, because unlike other stations in a similar category, we do not aim our music at a specific market only. Because we have country, we have Irish, we have easy listening, we have jazz, we have the minority listening interest to such an extent that I would like to believe that there's nobody listening in the Carousel area that doesn't find at least something of interest on the station on a daily basis. They may not like the pop, but they like the country. They may not like the country, but they like the Irish. They may not like the Irish country of pop, but they might like the easy listening. So our musical format appeals to the entire musical spectrum of listenership. The one big difference that Radio Carousel has over any and all other stations in the independent range is that we were the only one that can confirm, without fear of contradiction, our listenership. For a substantial price, it cost me at the beginning of 1980, in January of 1980, we got Irish Market and Surveys, the biggest company of its kind, in this country at least, to do a survey on our listenership. And the same Irish Market and Surveys are recognised by the government and recognised by anybody, advertising agency or otherwise. And, well, they have given us a confirmed audience rating of 176,000. However, our advertising rates do not reflect the tremendous listenership that we have, and consequently it is very easy, it has been very easy for us to get advertising on a regular basis. The other success of Radio Carousel could also be attributed to the very, very good staff that I was lucky enough to recruit. And, most of that staff, in fact, have been with me right from the very beginning. We have a very easygoing and a sort of a family atmosphere. We have our parties here in the station. We have regular discussions on what would be the best for the station. I listen to their complaints, comments and criticism and give my own in turn. And, generally, every one of the station personnel work hard to ensure that Radio Carousel remains where it has been for 2.5 years, the number one and most successful independent radio station broadcasting in these islands. Thank you.
In a major survey carried out by Lansdowne of Irish Marketing Surveys Limited within a 35-mile radius of Dundalk in a 7-day period in January, the survey showed that 69.8% of the population of the Dundalk area are 7 out of every 10 people listen to Radio Carousel on a daily basis. This figure compares with 11% for RTE2. In Northern Ireland, 22% listen to Radio Carousel. This compares with 9% for RTE1 and 4% for RTE2. Radio Carousel is 12.5% ahead of Downtown Radio in the surveyed area. 1 in 4 people listen to late-night radio on Radio Carousel. This is 2.5 times more than Radio Luxembourg and almost 3 times more than RTE2. Radio Carousel has a balanced listening audience. The age bracket is as follows. In the age group 15 to 24, 31%. In the age group 25 to 34, 33%. In the age group 35 to 49, 36%. The biggest single category of listener is the housewife. The most listened to program on Radio Carousel is Country Call between 12 noon and 1 p.m. 88% of the population in the surveyed area has a VHF radio. Radio Carousel also broadcasts on VHF in stereo. The survey showed that Radio Carousel has an audience rating of 176,000.
Radio Carousel.
Sounds like you want it.
More music!
Don't let it stop! Don't stop the carousel!
As you heard, Radio Carousel began transmissions from the Dundalk Shopping Centre on May 19, 1978, and since then has gone from strength to strength. Radio Carousel Dundalk broadcasts on 265 metres, 1125 kHz AM, and 100.75 FM stereo. The area covered: Louth, Monaghan, Down and Armagh. The audience rating, 178,000 certified. Broadcasting 24 hours per day, beaming out a strong signal within a 40-mile radius of Dundalk. Its audience rating was certified by Lansdowne of Irish Marketing Surveys at 178,000, and the station has grown enormously since the survey. Its achievement in local radio has been well documented, and it's now firmly established as Ireland's number one local radio station.
Radio Carousel.
More music now.
Let's listen now to some extracts of Radio Carousel programming and its presenters.
And a very good morning to you. You're very welcome along to the program. Dave Scott with you between now and 12 midday. Hope you'll be able to stay with us. As always, lots of good music, and for your requests and dedications, the number 31164. From the summer of this year, that's of course Brian Ferry and Roxy Music from the album Flesh and Blood and a song called Over You. Now it's 20 minutes after 11, let's go through a couple more dedications. One here for Derek Carr, who celebrates his birthday tomorrow. That'll be, he'll be a kind of a New Year's baby, I'm sure, back some years ago. Anyway, that comes from his mother and Huey and brother Michael and also Margaret. So indeed, good morning to all of you. Hope Derek has a good old day for himself tonight and a day for himself tomorrow. You know there's lots of people sick at the moment, and I think I'm one of them. Never mind, there's one by the name of Nolene Trainer, and she's in Ravensdale, and I'm sorry to hear that you're sick, Nolene, but never mind, you'll be well, I'm sure, very, very shortly. Saying hello to you and wishing you all the best and hoping you're out of bed soon is your friend Colette.
New Year's Eve, ring out the old year in style at Ireland's biggest, baddest and best roadshow. New Year's Day, and it's a call to the youth of the North because the Hotel Imperial are holding a special teenage disco. That means a mineral bar only, dancing from 9 o'clock until 12. On Friday the 2nd of January, it's Fernando's Nightclub. Saturday the 3rd of January, it's the Great Student Rendezvous at the Hotel Imperial because it's the 2001 Club. Remember, the doors open at 10 o'clock. Sunday the 4th of January, why not round off the weekend in the Hotel Imperial at the Radio Carousel Roadshow. There's a light bar and supper. And indeed, that's all happening for you in the Hotel Imperial, Park Street, Dundalk.
The good word is always from the good guys on 265. And you're welcome back aboard the Lunchtime Express. Just joining us in time for a dinner time dedication for Bernadette Rooney from RD, celebrating her 19th birthday today. And the request for Bernadette comes from her sister Annette and from all the girls at the Hilltop Hospital, Patricia, Annette, Teresa, and Anna. I'd also like to slide out a very special dedication for Sharon Dullahan of Green Acres, celebrating her birthday today. And the request for you, Sharon, comes from Catherine McMasters of O'Hanlon Park, Dundalk. Passionate plea, how could you turn a nice girl down like that? Save the last dance for me, making her own sweet music, Marcia Hines.
You're listening to Radio Carousel, broadcasting on 265 metres and 282 metres, medium wave, and also 97.4 metres on VHF. The time is 5 o'clock.
Simple weekend.
Radio Carousel.
The best music.
Radio Carousel provides a very wide range of programming, including educational, religious, informational, children's, and other minority programs, which give truly balanced listening programs for everyone. The programming is spontaneous and flexible, so that urgent information can be transmitted without delay. And of course, they are uniquely local, so that they can broadcast information that is totally relevant to their own area. Radio Carousel has acquired the reputation as the place to turn. Individuals, local authorities, police and emergency services know that Radio Carousel can respond at a personal level to the problems of individual listeners and at community level to local cries. Help or information is just a phone call away. Radio Carousel's local identity is an important element in attracting such a substantial and diverse audience.
Ooh, you're listed for the music.
Ooh, we got your kind of music. Ooh, you're listening to
Radio Carousel.
Over the years, Radio Carousel has presented special programs. The annual Christmas party is broadcast live and always makes for interesting listening.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Excuse me, excuse me. Hello, excuse me.
What are you saying? Is that me you're looking for?
Well, I don't know. Would you by any chance be the famous Groucho?
That's me, all right. And listen here, I recognise that voice. You must be Penny.
That's right, Groucho. Well, I must say it's a great pleasure to finally meet you at long last.
I sure agree. I've been asking everyone about you this year now. I haven't seen you before around the place.
No, that's right, because you're always on, just when I'm not on.
I shouldn't own your holy dread, but you're here you are on a Christmas day. Are you having a great crack, Penny?
Well, indeed I am. It's a super party, isn't it, Groucho?
Oh, they're all going well round here.
Well, I must say, I even see a smile on your face, so obviously you're enjoying it too.
What do you mean? I'm always smiling. You've been listening to that make you hearing fella. He's trying to tell people now that I'm only an old sour horse, and there's no type in the room or at all. So I'm always happy and good humoured and smiling and laughing and everything, sure.
Well, I must say, it's great to finally have the opportunity to prove it. And you are. You're a very happy person indeed.
Oh, I am that now.
Well, Groucho, there's something I was about to ask you, but it's gone out of my mind at the moment. Well, do you know, it's the noise of all the crowd here and everything. What I wanted to ask you, of course, was, which it's going to be very important to us over Christmas, what kind of weather can we expect?
Well, now, at the minute, do you know, Penny, it looks like rain, dear. Am I right, Rudolph?
Rain, dear. Oh, dear, I better rush away right away. But listen, Groucho, before I go, I'd like to leave a message for all the boys and girls. Is that okay?
That's all right with me, Penny.
Well, I'd just like to say to all the boys and girls listening, don't forget that, after all, Christmas is supposed to be a time for giving. But where you're concerned, it's mostly a time for getting. And I'd just like you to stop and think for a few moments if there's something that you can do in return. Like, for instance, helping Mummy and Daddy, not fighting with your brothers and sisters, or indeed with your cousins when they come around to visit you at Christmas, and I suppose going to bed early and being quiet, things like that. That's basically all the message I have for you.
Well, Penny, if you have to rush off, I tell you, I'll stay here and play a record and be jingle. We'll all have a wombling Merry Christmas.
Great.
All day long.
Kieran, you know they're making this program using canned laughter.
Yeah, it's the only way except for drunk.
I think we better try it again, Kieran.
Right.
Kieran, you know they...
what I was going to say. Yes?
Kieran, you know they're making this program using canned laughter?
Yeah, it's the only way they could get the audience to laugh. That was, get them drunk.
Well, Hugh, it's Christmas time again, because the last time we were sitting doing this programme was 12 months ago. A lot's happened since then.
Well, certainly, Mike, a lot has happened. All of it good, I'm glad to say. And I suppose this is a time of the year when people are jolly and merry. And I'm no exception. Of course, as you know, I'm jolly and merry all the whole year round.
All year round, yes. You're living testimony to that. Your wall-to-wall smiles, which greet us every morning.
Okay. If flattery isn't going to get you anything, Mike, go ahead.
Some of the things that have happened over the past year, Hugh.
Well, if you're talking about it on a personal basis, obviously I would have to talk about country music, which is a subject near and dear to my heart, second only to Dolly Parton, of course. But country music, of course, the big thrill for me was to be in Nashville during the year one more time, and to be at the Grand Ole Opry and to meet again my favourites. And I would have to put at this stage my all-time favourite of Ronnie Millsap. And I suppose to me the thrill of being in Nashville was to be able to sit down and talk to Ronnie Millsap for quite a while. And that, even though that I had met all of them and have met all of them, that to me was a singular thrill.
And looking back on last year, there were one or two firsts I'm sure you must take pride in yourself.
Well, there were obviously our jamboree in Oriel Park when we did our live broadcast, and of course we were there in Oriel Park for the whole day. And also, when we mentioned live broadcast, I have to single out the live broadcast we did from the Bar Ale Hoedown Club back a couple of weeks ago at the
final, because we have got a lot of compliments about that. Now, they were directed at me, even though I've said before that I had very little to do about the quality of that live broadcast. That, in fact, was Shane Mullen and Tony Farley mostly that set it up, and they were the men responsible behind the scenes. But we were very lucky, and Shane Mullen and Tony got a great sound on that live broadcast from the Bar El Hoedown Club. And because of the reaction to that, and because it went so smoothly and so successful, I plan to do more of that type of outside broadcast, in which we will go to a venue, go to a location, and do literally a live broadcast.
Don't stop the carousel.
Radio Carousel has a very efficient, professional news reporting team, and all aspects of local news is covered. Radio Carousel has its own regular contributors from every town in the area. The current affairs and news department of Radio Carousel is always active, covering events as they happen, elections, budgets, and major local news stories. Here's an example now of a budget special program broadcast in January 1981.
You're listening to the budget special on Radio Carousel, 265, 282, and 96.4 megahertz VHF.
I'd like to start off, Ray, by giving you the good news on the budget. And the good news, as far as I can see, Ray, so far, is that long-term pensioners are going to be very happy. There's been a 25% increase there. And short-term pensioners on short-term benefits, these are benefits will increase by 20%. Now, these increases, of course, are from April. Some good news for farmers so far announced are the abolition of all levies of farmers. These levies, of course, the farmers were fighting strongly against these levies, and the government has conceded this one. The levies will mean, in effect, that farmers will get a half p per gallon increase in their milk. The resource tax has been abolished for farmers, and this is a saving to farmers of £6 million per year. So they should be pretty happy with this budget so far. The valuation for tax purposes for farmers is maintained at £40 rateable valuation. Agricultural rates. Now, this is a very difficult issue, and some relief has been given. In fact, relief for farmers under £50 rateable valuation. These are farmers whose poor law valuation is under £50. These farmers will no longer pay any rates. And farmers between £50 and £70 rateable valuation, there's a 50% reduction in their rate bill.
You're listening to the budget special on Radio Carousel 265, 282 and 96.4 VHF.
And you're welcome back to the budget special. The time, as you've just joined us, it's coming up on 24 minutes to 7 o'clock. Now, announced earlier in the budget by the Minister was an increase on the duty on cigarettes going up a packet of 20 up 10 pence. And we have with us on circuit at the moment from Dublin, Pat Heenahan of Carroll's. Pat, good evening.
Good evening to you.
How would you react to the increase on cigarettes?
Well, we'd react with extreme disappointment, because when you consider that in 1980 the minister increased the price of 20 cigarettes by 10p, he's gone and done so again this afternoon. And that means now that for the second year running, tobacco tax rates are being increased considerably faster than the rate of inflation.
Radio Carousel.
Of all the increases in the budget this year, what in actual fact affects you most of all?
Well, petrol. I think 15p a gallon is far too much. Wouldn't have minded 5p or 10p, but I think 15p is very steep.
Mm. And the main thing that seems to be bothering people as well is the fact that the car tax for cars under 16 horsepower has in actual fact been doubled from £10 to £20. Any comments to make on that?
Yeah, I think that's very high. £5 would have been pretty okay, but being doubled is a lot.
What about the cigarettes increase and 10 pence in the packet of 20?
Well, I don't smoke, so it doesn't really affect me.
People that you have been talking to during the day, have they made any comments at all about the
budget? Yeah, they think it's quite a lot.
Would you reckon that it will be high enough to jeopardise the sales of cigarettes and indeed of beer as well?
Well, yes, maybe for a while, but I think people who smoke, I don't think they're going to give up no matter how high they go.
Radio Carousel News at 1 and News at 6 is an exhausting 12-minute roundup of all the national, international and local news. It invariably features on-the-phone reports and interviews with people who are making the news. Radio Carousel News is broadcast every hour on the hour, with a special emphasis on local news.
Radio Carousel! With much more music!
Right on!
Radio Carousel take great care in the examination of advertisements from any source before they are broadcast to ensure that they do not mislead, harm, or offend. Our advertising department are skilled in radio production and have managed to come up with some of the best commercials heard on radio on these islands. It is a policy of Radio Carousel to limit advertising to 9 minutes per hour.
The excitement of music is right here.
Radio Carousel.
Don't stop the carousel.
On the 22nd of October 1981, Radio Carousel Navan was opened, coinciding with the opening of the shopping centre. The area served by Radio Carousel, all of County Meath, West County Dublin, East West Meath to Mullingar. Located in the mall of the splendid new Navan Shopping Centre, it brings a new dimension to Irish radio, insofar as the broadcasting studio is open to the critical eye of the general public. Located in an impressive new glass studio in the mall, shoppers can see the on-the-air presenters as they do their shopping. The reception office for Radio Carousel Navan is also located in a glass building adjacent to the studio. Let's listen now to extracts of programmes and jingles from Radio Carousel, Navan. With music, news and information, you're tuned to Radio Carousel, 210 Medium Wave.
Hi there, Cupid Love here. I want to tell you about my latest film. It's called The Interview, and it stars this big, butch, handsome disc jockey called Kieran Murray. Anyway, he starts to interview me on his breakfast show on Radio Carousel, and then, oh, my clothes fall off. But I'm telling you the plot. One thing, though, he sure knows how to spin a good 12-incher, and it's all done in the best possible taste.
Good heavens, who let her in, I ask you?
This is a Radio Carousel public service announcement.
The next time you go to buy something at your local shop or supermarket, stop and think. Look closely at the small print. If it says made in Ireland, buy it. If it doesn't, can you buy a similar Irish-made product for the same money? The chances are you can. By buying Irish products, you're helping to pay the wages of an employee working in Ireland, helping him to keep his job. Let's not add to the problems of unemployment by buying imported products. Think Irish, buy Irish.
This has been a Radio Carousel public service announcement.
Your number one. Radio Carousel.
And a very good morning to you. It's Thursday morning once again, and it's the request programme with you through until 12 o'clock. It's Tina Anderson with you. Until then, playing all your requests and dedications. The phone lines are now open at Navan. That's 046 if you're outside of the area. 28762 is the number to call. That's 28762. Right now, we start this morning in a nice and lively way. The sounds of the Jets, and love makes the world go round. And isn't it true? Here's the Jets now.
You're listening to Radio Carousel with the time now at 4 o'clock.
Friends and neighbors, and welcome you all to Country Call. And welcome indeed to this, the Thursday edition of Country Call with Hugh Hardy, bringing you the good country sound. And what can I say except I'm back. And that's only just by way of introducing our first record of today. It's the current one from Sydney Devine. I'm back, and so is he.
I've been out trading teardrops for some wine.
Away! Away!
specially selected from the Great Canterbag of Golden Gramophone goodies, the pain of it, One Hit Wonders, Quantum Jump on the Lone Ranger. Talking of American television, did I not read recently that there's a possibility that John DeLorean's wife would be featuring soon in Dynasty? I think I did. I most definitely read, though, that poor lady that she is, falling on troubled times, contemplating court case this coming summer, and in anticipation of it, she's had a special dress designer put together a number of special outfits for her to wear. Considerate lady that she is, as we mentioned, one of them particularly low-cut dress. We presume it's so that the tears that fall and trickle from her eyes won't destroy the material.
Robbie Byrne.
Pretty Young Thing music there from Michael Jackson, that from his album Thriller, number one in the USA, for the past couple of weeks at any rate. Good LP too, 16 minutes now after 10, and in front of me a whole bundle of names from the fourth years in Mercy Convent here in the town. And I'll try and get through as many of them as possible at the moment. I might have to take a breather in the middle though. First of all, say hello to Jane and Richard. Richard, how did he get in there?
With music, news, and information, you're tuned to Radio Carousel, 210 Medium Wave.
Don't stop the carousel.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that extract of programs there from Radio Carousel Navan. Turning our attention now to the rest of the stations in the Radio Carousel network, and now we turn our attention to Radio Carousel Northern Ireland. The area covered for Radio Carousel Northern Ireland is north to Belfast, west to Armagh City, Portadown and Craigavon. Radio Carousel Northern Ireland was the first of Radio Carousel's satellite stations, which effectively covers three quarters of Northern Ireland with a strong signal on 212 metres medium wave, 1413 kHz. For a number of years, Radio Carousel has been aware of the vast listenership that Radio Carousel has in Northern Ireland. This frequency was designed specifically to give our many Northern Ireland listeners their own local programmes, as well as improving the quality of our signal, especially from 6 p.m. onwards.
The excitement of music is right here.
Radio Carousel!
The Radio Carousel outside broadcast unit frees the station from the confines of the studio and allows it to take the programmes to the audience. Hence, more and more people are able to share in local events and activities by being present. The Radio Carousel outside broadcast unit also gives the public the opportunity of meeting the presenters and finding what the face behind the voice is like, while picking up t-shirts and car stickers and seeing in a small way how a radio program works, as well as giving the people an opportunity of being a disc jockey themselves. Let's listen now to an extract of the Radio Carousel outside broadcast unit in Trim, County Meath, in November 1983.
Radio Carousel! Okay, that's the sound there of the Monkees from way back in time, and a song called I'm a Believer. Folks, we still have that beautiful watch, that beautiful digital quartz watch. The first lady came in and said, Dolly Parton. Unfortunately, she was the first. What's your name?
Geraldine Coleman.
Hello to you, Geraldine Coleman. And where are you from, Geraldine?
Whitehall Trim.
You're very, very welcome to our Thursday afternoon programme. Are you married, Geraldine?
No.
Are you engaged, Geraldine?
No.
Are you going steady, Geraldine?
No.
Are you looking for a man, Geraldine?
Yeah.
Oh, here's one here. Sir, would you like to meet Geraldine here? She's looking for a man. She's looking for a man. And what's your name?
Joe King from Belliver. Hello to Geraldine.
Joe King,
G-I-N-G from Belliver.
Yes. How are you, Joe King from Belliver?
Thank you very much.
Are you married?
Yes, indeed.
You are. Well, I wouldn't want to start them talking around here. But Joe, before you go, would you like to say hello to anybody special?
I would indeed. And I would like to say hello to Geraldine's employer, Mr. Ted Murta, and all the many friends around him. Too numerous to mention. Also, Porrick Kyo here beside my own cousin. And I extend his best wishes to his granny, who's in Navan Hospital at the moment, Mrs. Bridie Farrell from Kinnegad.
Right. Okay, Bridie, over there in the hospital in Navan, we say hi to you. Joe, you're off about your work right now.
Thank you very much indeed. I enjoy meeting you there. It's very nice talking to you all.
All right, that's Joe Ging. Thank you, Joe. And before that, we were talking to Geraldine. Geraldine, you're looking for a man, you say?
Yeah.
Well, any particular type of man you're looking for? I mean, does he have to be tall, dark and handsome or just small and skinny?
No, small.
Small. All right, does he have to be a farmer?
No.
Not a farmer? Just with plenty of money?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, well, if there's any small man out there in Trim or even places further afield with plenty of money, we have here beside us in the studio one of the most beautiful girls you're ever likely to see in walking around Trim. Geraldine, would you like to say hello to anybody special?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to my mother, to my employer, Ted Morta, to Pamela, Faye, and Danny and Smiths, to Mrs. Bracken and CJ Morta, also to Tanya and Sandra Faye.
Right, you man, that's the second time Mr. Morta got a mention. What's so special about your employer? The best in Trim, eh?
Yes, definitely.
And what type of business has he got?
General Drapers in Haggard Street, Trim.
Yeah, and why is he such a good employer?
He's always in good form, good humour, and
he gives away plenty of bargains.
Yeah.
And he also gives you time off to come down to see us here in Brady Superstore in the square. Geraldine, delighted to meet you. Unfortunately, you didn't win. You didn't win our radio, but what we have won, we'll give you a record. Just a record, just as a gesture. And you also told me that you didn't like Dolly Parton.
Yes.
But you do like?
Crystal Gayle.
You do like Crystal Gayle, and just like magic, we say, Crystal Gayle, and look what happens.
One you left me for, and she heard like me that...
Don't let it stop, don't stop the carousel.
Now we turn our attention to Radio Carousel Drogheda. The area covered by Radio Carousel Drogheda is South Louth, North Dublin. This was the first of Radio Carousel's satellite stations and proved very effective in getting the Radio Carousel signal into the outskirts of Dublin. The fully equipped studio is located beside the picturesque Boyne Valley Hotel, just off the Dublin Road in Drogheda, ensuring a high-quality signal for Carousel's many listeners south of the Boyne.
Radio Carousel!
The Radio Carousel network, with four stations, is a new concept in local radio and a further expansion of Ireland's number one local radio station. Each of the four stations operate on a completely independent and self-supporting basis, ensuring truly local broadcasting and providing a far-reaching radio network for the most popular programmes of the day. Each of the four stations, located in Dundalk, Navan, Drogheda and Northern Ireland, broadcast daily programmes with the local content, local news, local presenters and special advertising rates for local presenters. The Radio Carousel network effectively covers 29% of the country.
Don't stop the carousel.
On the 18th of May, 1983, just 2 days before Radio Carousel Dundalk was due to celebrate its fifth birthday, the Dublin independent station of Radio Nova was visited by officials of the Department of Posts and Telegraphs and had equipment confiscated. The same happened the following day to another Dublin station, Sunshine Radio. A number of stations around the country decided to close down voluntarily. However, the Radio Carousel network continued. On the 19th of May, just one day before Radio Carousel's fifth anniversary, Hugh Hardy was interviewed on the Paul Clark Afternoon Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Simon and Garfunkel with Scarborough Fair. It's 8 minutes past four. Now, in the Republic, the Department of Posts and Telegraphs has acted to close down two of the 50 or so illegal stations which broadcast down there. Yesterday, Radio Nova in Dublin was raided, and today action was taken against another Dublin pirate, Sunshine Radio. Now, other pirate broadcasters are wondering who is going to be next. On the line now from Dundalk is Hugh Hardy. Now, Hugh is in charge of one of the longest-running illegal stations in the south, Radio Carousel, and it can be picked up north of the border as well. Hugh, what's your reaction to what has happened over the last couple of days?
Well, first of all, I'll say good afternoon to you, Paul, and nice talking to you again. And on a sort of a jovial note, I feel that I've made it big finally when I made your programme. Paul, in answer to your question, how do I feel about it? Well, obviously, I'm very, very... surprised and to say the least a little bit disappointed, because the government did indicate not that long ago that they were considering putting a deadline on the closure of illegal stations. I think the time was talked about, we say September the 1st, when all stations would be asked by the government to close down voluntarily. Now, I'm sure my own station, Radio Carousel, and I would imagine Radio Nova and Radio Sunshine, would have been glad to comply with that wishes, because I would feel then that when they asked us to do that, then something would be done about introducing licensed local radio. And as a matter of fact, my comment was, the sooner it was done, the better I would like it. But I'm very, very surprised and somewhat disappointed at the tactics that the government is using right now.
Does it mean, in your case, Hugh, that you would have applied for a license in order to operate legally?
Well, actually, Paul, I applied for a license on the 10th of May, 1978. And that was 2 weeks before I started broadcasting on the 20th of May, 1978.
Now, what was the reaction then?
The reaction, the government actually completely ignored my letter and my application.
But it didn't stop you actually going on air and technically breaking the law.
Well, technically breaking the law, but I mean, that actually technicality has not been proved in a court of law. And I think, okay, we better be honest and say there has, of course, been a loophole in the law in the Wireless Telegraphy Act, and it's because of that loophole that has kept myself and the other unlicensed stations on the air. It was that loophole.
But it hasn't stopped the Post and Telegraph's people from raiding, as they did yesterday, Radio Nova, and Sunshine Radio on the north side of Dublin today.
No, it hasn't stopped them, and as I said, we are all in this particular end of things a little bit surprised and a little bit surprised, and we are, as you said, wondering who is going to go next. And I myself, Radio Carousel, was raided back in 5 years ago on May, July of 1978. Not alone was I raided once, I was raided twice.
And was equipment confiscated on those occasions?
All equipment was confiscated the second time.
But it didn't stop you actually getting the equipment back together again to continue broadcasting?
Well, I subsequently got the equipment back in the courts when I was prosecuted and a fine of £25 imposed and the return of the equipment. I got all the equipment back.
Does it not strike you as being rather odd that, you know, on the one hand you have the Department of Posts and Telegraphs coming in and raiding stations, and here I am speaking to you on telephone... on a telephone line to the station, which has obviously been put in by the same department.
That's true. The telephone line is under the name of Carousel Advertising, and all of my accounts are sent to Radio Carousel, and they get the money from Radio Carousel, the same as the PRSI and the PAYE and the VAT come from Radio Carousel, and they accept it.
So you actually, on the one hand, while you are broadcasting illegally, are you saying to me that you pay your taxes, you pay social insurance?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And that is all done. So, in other words...
Positively, yeah. I mean, the company is run purely on a business-like basis, just like any other company, except the business that our company is in is the business of broadcasting.
But because it seems impossible to predict what the Post and Telegraph people will do next, are you making preparations for the eventuality that they may come and knock on your door within the next couple of days?
Well, there is... I have to be honest, Paul, in saying there is very little precautions one can take. I mean, if they issue a court warrant and they want to come and take the transmitter, I mean, you obviously...
Would you stop them?
You can't repel them. I mean, you have to let them in. So there is very little precautions that I'm doing and that I would be doing. No, I wouldn't be taking any precautions other than just going about my normal day's broadcasting.
Would you attempt to stop people if they were trying to come in to take away the equipment, to confiscate it?
Oh, positively not. I've been right now on the air for 5 years. As a matter of fact, tomorrow is our birthday, 5 years broadcasting. And in that time, we have shown ourselves to be responsible people. We have done an enormous amount of good for the community at large. We have raised, Carousel itself has raised over £100,000 for charity, including putting in a scanner for the Louth County Hospital, things like that. And I don't think that any government or any licensing broadcasting authority can possibly overlook what Carousel has achieved. It has become fashionable to refer to the unlicensed station as pirates. But as I said before, I don't consider myself a pirate. I don't wear a patch over my eye. I may be the managing director of an unlicensed radio station, but I'm not a pirate. And the things that we have achieved over the last 5 years could hardly be associated with anybody who could be described as a pirate.
The fact is, though, that you have broken the law. You have operated outside the laws of the Republic.
Well, that law, as I said, Paul, has not actually been proven in court. And as a matter of fact, that was the whole basis of the technical charge against owning the legal broadcasting and legal transmitter being dropped, because indeed I applied for my case to be referred to the High Court.
Yes.
And when that happened, the other two charges were dropped, and the department or the government, as the case may be, said, "Well, look at if you will plead guilty to the first charge, which was of having in your possession unlicensed broadcasting, we will drop stop the other two, we'll give you back the equipment, and consequently you get a fine of £25.
Hugh, just one final point for you. I presume that I would be right in saying that you don't want to make life difficult for anybody, particularly since you would like to be in a position ultimately to get a license whenever those licenses become available.
Well, positively, and this is what I'm saying, that I would have voluntarily closed down, we say, on the 1st of September if it meant an end of the uncertainty of broadcasting down here, if it meant the start of the government setting up the Licensing Broadcasting Authority and issuing Carousel and the other stations that have proved their mettle with a licensing with a license to broadcast.
Well, we will continue to watch the situation from this side of the border. Hugh Hardy, thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
My pleasure, Paul.
And the following day saw the Radio Carousel 5th birthday broadcast live.
You're listening to Radio Carousel, broadcasting on AM and on FM. The time on Carousel is now just slightly after 12 o'clock. Now, normally, at 12 o'clock on Radio Carousel, you'd hear a sound like this. However, today is something different. Today is something exceptional. On a Friday, of course, we have various people stopping in to say hello. Well, today, instead of our theme song, we have a different type theme song. And for the next hour or so on this particular and special edition of Country Call, it won't so much be country as call, because we'll be talking to the people, indeed, that has made Radio Carousel what it is in the last 5 years. We're just getting them organized, but just to remind you, indeed, of what our Country Call theme has sounded like for the last 5 years, it sounded like this. The next particular on-the-air personality that we'd like to say hello to, and he is very, very well-known, and that's Penny Palmer. And good afternoon to you, Penny.
Good afternoon to you, Hugh, and good afternoon to all our listeners.
Yes, and we of course, you are familiar with your own programme and also with late-night radio, but mostly synonymous with the children's programme, Penny. And I think the children's programme came into being on Carousel almost from its inception. I mean, there must be at least about 4.5 or almost 4.75 years old, the children's programme.
It started in November of our first year on the air, so
right.
It's going since then.
Yes.
Before the children's programme, my first break on Carousel was actually with Kieran Murray. He was our first DJ, and he initiated me into the broadcasting theme.
Right.
Because we started Carousel Tonight. Kieran and myself are co-presenting that. Although when I say co-presenting it, I really shouldn't say so, because Kieran used to do all of the machinery that was involved. Kieran used to operate the microphones and the decks, etc., for me, and I simply spoke whenever I got up courage to say something for the first fortnight. And then suddenly he dropped me in it one evening and told me that I was going to be operating all the channels and the mixer, etc. We had great fun that first night, because we had quite a few silent moments on the air. Due, of course, first of all, to me forgetting to put up the right channel, and secondly, taking the record off that we had on the air at that particular time and putting it in the sleeve.
With nothing on the air, yeah.
And while Kieran was way over the far side of the desk, and he leapt over and put out an ad and put on another record, and I was just staring at him, not knowing what he was doing.
Yeah, we have frequently said it's a good job, it's not television.
Absolutely.
Now, Penny, the children's programme has been an incredible success, because, I mean, I don't think any of the presenters on Carousel would contradict when I say that you, of all of the presenters, gets the biggest bag of fan mail, or mail at least, because with children writing in to have their names included in your birthday book and for requests for your Saturday morning programme. I mean, have you ever estimated how many requests, how many names you've put in that birthday book over this past 4.5 years?
I was just looking very loosely last night. I sort of keep all these birthday books at home. I have, I think, about 100 books which are full of birthday names. And I imagine that there must be up on 1 million children's names in those books. Some would be repeated year after year. Others are totally new ones. And they come from far and wide, from way, way down, County Monaghan, Castleblaney, Drogheda, Dublin. I've got lots and lots of children's names from those areas, chiefly because they stay in Dundalk and around the area with their relations on the weekends. And hearing this programme, of course, they become involved as well.
Penny, we're going to come back to you in a minute, because, well, understand that on the phone from Drogheda, we have the very, very first voice that was heard on the airways of Radio Carousel, and that's Kieran Murray. Good afternoon to you, Kieran.
Good afternoon, Hugh.
I'm very, very sorry to discover that you are indeed calling from the courthouse in Drogheda, Kieran. We had hoped indeed and thought that on your birthday, that on our birthday, that you might have been able to join us. However, Kieran, you're very welcome to the programme.
Well, unfortunately, Hugh, I got a little bit tied up, but everything worked out A-OK.
So. Well, Kieran, the bad news for you is that when you go back to Radio Carousel in Navan, the whole countryside around Navan and Meath and Westmead, they know all about it, I'm afraid. However, I'm glad... I'm glad at least that they didn't keep you in, Kieran. Tell me, going back, Kieran, 5 years ago today, on the 20th of May, 1978, you were the first voice on Carousel at 8 o'clock in the morning. Would you care to recall the bit of a journey, the bit of a rush that we had that day to get on the air?
Well, fairly clear on my mind, all right, but there's so many events that actually happened that day, it's hard to recall them, but my earliest event, I can remember actually the night before, I was doing part-time in a radio station in Dublin called Big D, and that was the first time actually that I met you here, I think, isn't that right?
That's true, Kieran.
In the Big D studios.
Yes.
Anyway, we made agreement anyway that I was going to go up to Dundalk to broadcasting at a radio station in Dundalk. I wasn't aware in actual fact of how powerful it was going to be, who was organising it, whatever. I just said, oh well, I'll go anyway and see what it's like anyway, just for the journey.
Right.
So, well,
well, it's great. It's great.
There were a number of other people there.
Yeah, there was Eric Vaughan, of course.
Eric Vaughan and I think John Paul.
And John Paul, that's true indeed.
If I can recall from the earlier days.
That's right.
However, I think to ensure that he wanted us to start early in the morning, I remember, always very prompt as we were, and to ensure that we did manage to get there on time, I think we slept over in the spare rooms of your house in Dublin.
That's true indeed, yeah.
So then early next morning, about 6:30, 6:45, I remember this person reaching over to me and saying, wake up, time to get up. So I looked at the watch, couldn't believe it was that time, hour of the morning. So, however, got into the car and away to Dundalk. And my very first glimpse of Dundalk, I remember coming in the Dublin Road, seeing the Dundalk Shopping Centre and seeing this massive aerial on the roof.
Right.
And I realised then that hopefully it was going to be the start of something big.
Well, little did you know, Kieran, that journey from Dublin on the 20th of May at 6 o'clock in the morning was going to be the first that you would make indeed to Dundalk and then subsequently to Navan, because you are the station manager over there in Navan for the last year or so. And of course this programme has been broadcast on Carousel at Navan as well, and they all know about your driving escapades as well. Kieran, those days, I mean, it all happened nearly overnight. I mean, we went on the air at 8 o'clock, and by 8 o'clock that night, when we finished our broadcasting, we did 12 hours the first day. Can you remember and can you recall the incredible reaction that there was to Radio Carousel?
Oh, absolutely incredible. I remember we were only on the air about 5, 10 minutes, and the phone started ringing. Once we read out the telephone number, the phone started ringing.
That's true.
I was convinced at that particular stage that we were on to a winner, more or less.
Right, indeed.
And we got tremendous reaction from the very start. It was actually, I remember the opening of the station coincided with the Dundalk Maytime Festival,
that's right.
If I recall, I think the station started around about the same time.
Exactly.
And there were a number of people who were saying to us, when the festival was coming to a close, you know, I hope Carousel won't close because the festival's coming to an end.
That's right. There was.
I was gladly able to assure anyone that I was talking to at that particular stage that Carousel was here to stay, and I'm glad to say 5 years later it's still here to stay.
And in that time you have done an enormous amount of work good for Radio Carousel, both in here and in Dublin, and also especially over there around Navan and around County Meath. Kieran, we're glad to talk to you indeed on this, our fifth birthday, and indeed we hope and ensure that you'll be with us for a long, long time to come. So you can get into your car, and Kieran, when you are driving back to Navan, will you please drive a little bit slower?
Right, well, I'll be a little bit later getting to Dundalk, but I'll get there.
All right, then, there's a piece of music there called Hooked on Country. And in just in case, again, you might have joined us late, it is Country Call, but not so much the country, more the call. Radio Carousel celebrating its fifth birthday today. And right now, all around us here in the studio, we have indeed everybody with their bottles of champagnes almost ready. And we're going to break open the bottle of champagne, and it's all set to go. Not quite ready, not quite ready. Go on, just start opening those bottles of champagne. Go ahead. All right, there's one. Start pouring out the champagne there, please, and pass them over here to me. It's... And everybody, we'll all sing together. All right. Hey, go. Don't forget to save a little bit. Don't forget to save a bit of that. Hey, don't forget to save a bit for me. Thank you. Thank you, Bernie. Thank you. All right. Okay. So to Radio Carousel, we say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carousel. Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip. Hey!
Hip hip.
Hey!
Hip hip.
Hey!
Ooh, feels good in a special way. To think about the good things that happen every day.
Music makes you feel life's promises are real.
Radio Carousel.
Well, as you heard, there's absolutely no stopping the carousel. And that was extracts of Radio Carousel Dundalk's fifth birthday party on Friday, 20th of May, 1983.
Happy birthday, dear.
Radio Carousel.
Happy birthday.
Birthday celebrations in the Carousel Network. Radio Carousel in Navan celebrated its second anniversary on the 22nd of October 1983 with a giant birthday party in the mall of the Navan Shopping Centre. Everyone was invited. There was a giant birthday cake, free champagne and spot prizes. All the presenters were present, and this is how it sounded.
Okay. Let's see what else is happening here at our party. Wow, it's getting wild.
You better believe it, Tony. It's getting wilder and the fun's only beginning. Folks, if you would direct your attention over to my right-hand side, you will see a photograph that will appear in the papers all in about a year's time when Tina Anderson and Kieran Murray tie the knot. This is exactly what it's going to look like. This is exactly what it's going to look like. Stand up there, hold her hand there, Kieran. That's it. Hold her hand. Cut the cake on the count of three. A one, two, three. Flash bulbs go. Yes. Oh, they'll make a handsome couple. There's no doubt about it. Hank, come on over here and talk to me. Well, Hank, how you keeping?
Ah, fine, thanks, you.
You are not drunk?
No, not yet. Not yet,
yes.
No.
But the champagne is going to be going your side in a few minutes. You take over for a minute and talk to the people while we give out some of that lovely cake. Incidentally, let's give our first plug of the morning and say thank you very, very much, Spicers. A big round of applause for Spicers, yeah, indeed. Less than 24 hours. All right, we thank them indeed for a beautiful cake, and the people outside our studio will be sampling that cake in literally 30 seconds from now.
Radio Carousel.
Happy birthday to you.
Right, thank you, Hugh. He's off to dispense more champagne. There's lots more cake, and I've never seen a bigger cake, or indeed it going so fast. Have you, Tony? Have you had any cake yet?
I have a piece of cake in front of me, and I have sticky fingers. And you can't have sticky fingers and play records at the same time, Mike.
No, but you're doing a good job at playing the records, and I think you're going to play Tracy Ullman, are you? No, you're not. You're going to play Men Without Hats and the Safety Dance. Of course you are.
I am indeed. If you say so, I'll play
it. I say so. I insist upon it.
Okay, just
for
you.
What I was wondering, Tony, is when are you going to play some country music? I mean, some good music.
I'm going to play a few. For the next 3 hours, you're going to get country music. And how about Waylon Jennings, eh?
I thought this was supposed to be a party, not a wake.
Have a happy day with music all the way.
Live from Navan, serving County Meath and surrounding counties on 210 metres medium wave, this is Radio Carousel.
sunshine, a friendly voice and a smile.
Radio Carousel, may the force be with you.
Programs for everyone is every program director's dream, and the research findings have shown just how well Radio Carousel have succeeded in this. It appeals to a much more representative cross-section of the population than it is possible to do on a national network. It's very popular among men and women, and its weekly audience includes almost equal numbers of both. Rather than recruiting the majority of its listeners from one narrow age gap, Radio Carousel draws its audience from all age groups.
Don't stop the carousel. Please don't break the spell.
Well, that takes us to the end of this two-hour special, looking back at 5.5 years of the Radio Carousel Network. This program was recorded at the Radio Carousel Navan Studios in December 1983. It was compiled and presented by yours truly, Kieran Murray.
No, don't let it stop. Don't stop the carousel. Shines only shines for a boy and girl, but haunting me each night and day is the feeling you might go away. Darling, please understand me each time I say these words to you. Don't stop the carousel. Please don't break the spell. Cast aside the love that we both know so well. If we should ever part, girl, you break my heart. No, don't let it stop. Don't stop the carousel. Aside the love that we both know so well. If we should ever part, girl, you'll break my heart. No, don't let it stop. Don't stop the carousel. Alone in this lonely world, every star that shines only shines for a boy and girl, but haunting me each night and day is the feeling you might go away. Darling, please understand me each time I say. Stop the carousel. Please don't break the spell. Don't cast aside the love that we both know so well. If we should ever part, girl, you'll break my heart. No, don't let it stop. Don't stop the carousel. Go by and shadows may darken your pretty face. So I'll try to always be there with a warm embrace. I
promise I'll never conceal all the happiness life may reveal. Words can never express all the love I feel inside for you. Don't stop the carousel, please don't break the spell. Cast aside the love that we both know so well. If we should ever part, girl, you break my heart. No, don't let it stop. Don't stop the carousel. No, please don't break the spell. Aside the love that we both know so well, if we should ever.